4. God's relation to a local universe. Do not entertain the idea that, since the Universal Father has delegated so much of himself and his power to others, he is a silent or inactive member of the deity partnership. Aside from personality domains and adjuster bestowal, he is apparently the least active of the paradise deities in that he allows his deity coordinates, his sons, and numerous created intelligences to perform so much in the carrying out of his eternal purpose. He is the silent member of the creative trio only in that he never does aught which any of his coordinate or subordinate associates can do. God has full understanding of the need of every intelligent creature for function and experience, and therefore, in every situation, be it concerned with the destiny of a universe or the welfare of the humblest of his creatures, God retires from activity in favor of the galaxy of creature and creator personalities who inherently intervene between himself and any given universe situation or creative event. But notwithstanding this retirement, this exhibition of infinite coordination, there is on God's part an actual, literal, and personal participation in these events by and through these ordained agencies and personalities. The Father is working in and through all these channels for the welfare of all his far-flung creation. As regards the policies, conduct, and administration of a local universe, the Universal Father acts in the person of his Creator Son. In the interrelationships of the sons of God, in the group associations of the personalities of origin in the third source and center, or in the relationship between any other creatures, such as human beings, as concerns such associations, the Universal Father never intervenes. The law of the Creator Son, the rule of the constellation fathers, the system sovereigns, and the planetary princes, the ordained policies and procedures for that universe, always prevail. There is no division of authority, never is there a cross-working of divine power and purpose. The deities are in perfect and eternal unanimity. The Creator Son rules supreme in all matters of ethical associations, the relations of any division of creatures to any other class of creatures, or of two or more individuals within any given group. But such a plan does not mean that the Universal Father may not in his own way intervene and do aught that pleases the divine mind with any individual creature throughout all creation. As pertains to that individual's present status or future prospects, and as concerns the Father's eternal plan and infinite purpose. In the mortal will creatures, the Father is actually present in the indwelling adjuster, a fragment of his pre-personal spirit, and the Father is also the source of the personality of such a mortal will creature. These thought adjusters, the bestowals of the Universal Father, are comparatively isolated. They indwell human minds but have no discernible connection with the ethical affairs of a local creation. They are not directly coordinated with the seraphic service nor with the administration of systems, constellation, or a local universe, not even with the rule of a Creator Son, whose will is the supreme law of his universe. The indwelling adjusters are one of God's separate but unified modes of contact with the creatures of his all but infinite creation. Thus does he who is invisible to mortal man manifest his presence, and could he do so, he would show himself to us in still other ways, but such further revelation is not divinely possible. We can see and understand the mechanism whereby the sons enjoy intimate and complete knowledge regarding the universes of their jurisdiction, but we cannot fully comprehend the methods whereby God is so fully and personally conversant with the details of the universe of universes, although we at least can recognize the avenue whereby the Universal Father can receive information regarding and manifest his presence to the beings of his immense creation. Through the personality circuit, the Father is cognizant, has personal knowledge, of all the thoughts and acts of all the beings in all the systems of all the universes of all creation. Though we cannot fully grasp this technique of God's communion with his children, we can be strengthened in the assurance that the Lord knows his children, and that of each one of us he takes note where we were born. In your universe and in your heart, the Universal Father is present, spiritually speaking, by one of the seven master spirits of central abode, and, specifically, by the divine adjuster who lives and works and waits in the depths of the mortal mind. God is not a self-centered personality. The Father freely distributes himself to his creation and to his creatures. He lives and acts not only in the deities, but also in his sons, whom he entrusts with the doing of everything that it is divinely possible for them to do. The Universal Father has truly divested himself of every function which it is possible for another being to perform. And this is just as true of mortal man as of the Creator Son who rules in God's stead at the headquarters of a local universe. Thus we behold the outworking of the ideal and infinite love of the Universal Father. In this universal bestowal of himself, we have abundant proof of both the magnitude and the magnanimity of the Father's divine nature. If God has withheld aught of himself from the universal creation, then of that residue he is in lavish generosity bestowing the thought adjusters upon the mortals of the realms, the mystery monitors of time who so patiently indwell the mortal candidates for life everlasting. The Universal Father has poured out himself, as it were, to make all creation rich in personality possession and potential spiritual attainment. God has given us himself that we may be like him, and he has reserved for himself of power and glory only that which is necessary for the maintenance of those things for the love of which he has thus divested himself of all things else.